Okay, once again, it's time for a Tempest Temper podcast. Yeah, we haven't had one of these in a while, mainly because I'm pissed off. Told my wife to go off and get me this really cool USB mixer for my birthday. And I got it, and it came with some crappy software that only works for 60 minutes, and I could play music, record the music, but not my voice, or I could record my voice, but not the music, and I just said, fuck it. And I haven't touched the damn thing forever until today, and yeah, it just didn't seem to be worth it. I got myself all aggravated and pissed off, and I went back to my original software version for doing this, and screw them. I like this shit. Anyways, okay, I'm rambling. Anyways, you're listening to the Tempest Temper podcast. I think this is number 7. We're going to play Antibiotics by Michigan. Then we're going to have If by Droom, a new band called Dredge It. And I'm going to play their song Tank Unit. And, yeah, this is groovy and cool. So, stay tuned.
Bodies in fire.
Time by your dicks injured me, you're my
Listening to the Tempest Temper Shoutcast, if you haven't turned it off by now. That was Dredget with Tank Depot. New band. One of the first I found in a while. Most of these bands that you're listening to are on MySpace, and you can find most of them in my MySpace friends list. I have a total of 31 friends, and Tom's not one of them. I'm the only person on MySpace that does not have Tom as a friend. I kid you not. I didn't delete him. He was never my friend. Apparently, I showed up, and he goes, oh, what a fucking loser. I'm not going to befriend him, even though I befriend every loser that joins MySpace. But this guy's the worst of the worst. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. But, as I said, I'm going to start surfing MySpace, finding new bands to play. So if you're a band on MySpace, let me know. There will be a list on both my MySpace page and on my iPod Networks page for the people of who's played and where they can be found, the names of the songs and all that fun crap. Yeah, that's about it. Okay. It's kind of funny. The other day, I got this awful urge to go eat fast food, and being diabetic, just type 2. It's okay. I'll live. I can beat it. I'm doing it. My blood sugar was actually down to 145 the other day, so, and I hadn't tested in like 2 weeks, so, you know, hey, I'm doing good. What was I saying? I was at Wendy's, and they had the sign out saying, hiring for all positions, and I'm sitting here thinking as I'm driving around their little building with their little fatty, crappy food in the seat next to me, thinking, are they hiring for Supreme Commander of the Universe? Because I want that job. That would be a great job, I think. I get to sit there and say, no, you die. Fuck you. But, you know, hey. Anyways, okay. Where are we headed? Okay, yeah. Old music. We're going to play Jillian Ann, Reconnect. She's on MySpace. She has a new album out. I don't have it yet. I'm trying to get it, but she doesn't love me like she used to. And, so where was I going? Okay, anyways. Yeah, this is Reconnect by Jillian Ann.
But that's when I love you.
on a cover called Molly's Lips. I'm pretty sure if I got that wrong, someone out there will correct me. I can be contacted, besides through MySpace, which would be myspace.com/TempestTemper. You can also contact me at tempest@austin.rr.com. I'm looking for a new podcasting host. My current one's been great, but they're a little slow. Their server's a little slow, so I'd like to get a faster server. And hopefully somebody that does more than 200 megabits of space for free. Of course, I've also thought I could just do all this on my silly little free account through Roadrunner, but I'm not sure if that's going to get a whole lot of traffic. It's kind of funny. I've been doing this podcasting off and on for about a year and a half, 2 years now, and I used to run a shoutcast station for like 3 years before that, but I never spoke on that. I just randomized music. And I found this great program called Juice. And you can get it at iPodder, and that's iPoder, .sourceforge.net. And what it does is it lets you put in the URL for the pod, the RSS feed for the podcast. And then it'll download the new ones for you all the time. And it's pretty cool, but it's kind of pissed off my wife because now I sit in my office all day when I'm working, and I listen to NPR all day. Can you get any more boring? Anyways, I'm geeking out on you, sorry. Okay, the crazy thing about UART is he just kind of found me. I found him through somebody on SoulSeek, and I spent a lot of time trying to find his website, never could. And then one day I get this bizarre email going, "Hey, where'd you get my music?" And I said, "Hey, I got it here, do you mind?" He goes, "No, this is great." And I said, "Do you have new stuff?" And so I just played some new stuff. In fact, I enjoyed playing that so much, I'm going to pull up another song from him. And what I'm going to pull up is, let's see. I'm going to play a song called Never Should Have Come. And that'll be really bitchin'. It's another UART song. And which means the UART song song I was going to play is not going to play now. So I'm going to have to go redo that song. And, yeah. Okay. So, but, yeah. Let's see. Is there anything fascinating I can say? I never talk enough on these. Let's see. It's so professional, don't you think? I need to get, like, a windsock. A windsock. Yeah, one of those would be nice, too. But I need to get a windsock to put over my thing. Maybe I should, like... Let's see. Over my thing. Yeah, that doesn't sound good either, does it? No. Okay, so, oh, yeah, that works great. Maybe I need to find an old shirt and cut it up. My wiener dog, Rusty, we dressed him up like a flying purple people eater for a Halloween contest last weekend. He won second place. Pretty spiffy. Of course, my little girl, Badger, was very depressed because she won his Tinkerbell and she didn't win shit. And the dog that did win, God, when it's like the fucking fashion police, how much lamer can you get? I mean, they threw that costume together in about 10 minutes, and we spent like a day and a half, if not longer, working on this damn flying purple people eater outfit, which he looked totally adorable in. That will be on my MySpace page as soon as I get around to it, and yeah, we know how that works. Okay, let's see, where was I headed? Okay, that's right, we're going to go back and hear UART with Never Should Have Come.
Down. Thank you. of the ghost here between us, like the victims of Salus. Always waiting. Oh, no, tears we cried for tomorrow.
No microphone. All right, that was Decadent with Nothing. Nothing, I tell you. Yeah, I know. See, we got a few more, 15 more minutes in the show, so we can probably crank out about two or three more songs, and we'll get to See Us for Cookie. Yeah, baby. All right, up next is a band I can only find one song from. I love this song. I don't know if they're indie or what. I really don't know anything about them, but I found them, and I think they rock. I play them a lot, in fact. Their name is Taw Factor, and the song is called All That Remains. And why don't we play them, George?
You're dying, aren't you?
Dying.
You would have lived. Can you go back?
Dying.
That was the last song. That was Mind-Altering Substances with Social Disease. Yeah. Before that, we had some noise from Android in Motion. The song was called Furnace. And before that, I don't really remember because it's not in front of me at the moment. All right, we are playing with a new website. And, of course, you'll know what it is as soon as you pick up the thread and read my MySpace and all sorts of cool stuff. And, let's see, I was headed somewhere with this. Okay, well, this is the last song of the night. Cookie Monster is going to take us out. It's She is for Cookie. That's right. C is for Cookie. And it's good enough for me.
Now, what starts with the letter C? Cookie starts with C. Let's think of other things that start with C. Who cares about other things? C is for Cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for Cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for Cookie, that's good enough for me. Oh, Cookie, Cookie, Cookie starts with C. Oh, C is for kooky, that's good enough for me. C is for kooky, that's good enough for me. C is for kooky, that's good enough for me. Oh, kooky, kooky, kooky starts with C. Hey, you know what? A round cookie with one bite out of it looks like a C. A round donut with one bite out of it also looks like a C. But it is not as good as a cookie. Or the moon sometimes looks like a C, but you can't eat that. So, C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. Yeah, C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Yeah, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Oh boy, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C.
Tempest Temper is a Fly by the Seat of My Pants production.